June 2007, Section 3, Question 3. In this case, we're looking for the disagreement between Carolyn and Arnold over whether this conceptual portrait of Sir John Sulston. So, Carolyn says, "The artist Mark Quinn has displayed behind a glass plate biologically recommended fragments of Sulston's DNA, calling it a conceptual portrait of Sulston." So, basically, Mark Quinn displayed this biological fragments of the DNA, calling it conceptual portrait. Then it says, "But to be a portrait, something must bear a recognizable resemblance to its subject." So it must bear a recognizable resemblance. Arnold says, "I disagree. Quinn's conceptual portrait is a maximally realistic portrait, for it holds actual instructions according to which Sulston was created." Now, in this case, what they are disagreeing about is whether a portrait has to bear a recognizable resemblance, or whether instructions for how Sulston was created is sufficient. So, dialogue provides the most support that Carolyn and Arnold disagree over whether the object described by Quinn as conceptual portrait qualifies as a portrait. A should be considered art. It's not about whether it should be considered art, it's whether it's a portrait. Should be considered to be Quinn's work. No, it's not about whose work it is. Bears a resemblance to Sulston. No, they don't disagree about whether it resembles it. Contains instructions according to which Sulston was created. No, because Carolyn doesn't say anything about that. And then E is actually a portrait of Sulston. E is our correct response. That's what they disagree about and is our best answer.